That Walking Dead Merle, Drake.
Like his end, like for him to die, yeah. I thought was gangster.
It was gangster because he's like he pushed him and he's like get off me, no, you're my brother, no, and he pushed him down and he fell and then he was like took
but
the knife and
died.
That's the worst part, yeah.
Welcome back, I'm sorry about that,
sorry.
Guys.
Welcome back, everybody.
We're getting really into The Walking Dead.
We are.
And I love that show.
We're getting so into it that just because the AC in this room is so bad, we're getting very hot.
I know,
hot.
I'm even bypassing my hot flashes for this conversation.
Right, man.
Don't turn on me now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to College Radio. My name is Ruff.
What's
this
up?
This is Stephanie.
Your favorite person.
Favorite person in the world.
Yeah, it's your boy Rob, man.
We back. College Radio, folks. It was a pretty interesting Sunday on Walking Dead, though. I'm not going to lie, though.
You didn't watch it. How you going
to
see it?
Yeah, the new season, we're going to try not to spoil it for you guys, but I'm sorry. It's hard.
You do.
And if you are a college student, you know you watch Walking Dead. So let's not lie.
Everybody watches it.
You know,
old folks,
young folks.
Or you
heard of it. So, you know, I'm going to apologize in advance for spoiling it, but we at least warned you.
It's like what we wanted from Resident Evil in a movie.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The game, we wanted that, but when they made the movie, it sucked. So bad. Mm-hmm. The movie sucks so bad. Mm-hmm. It's just that because they had a big budget because the game was so great.
Speaking of Walking Dead, on the news that you should care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events.
I have no idea how that transfers over.
Oh, well, I was going to say, that's
a horrible
the healthcare.gov website is apparently shutting down and crashing 24/7, especially if people try to sign up with it.
Okay, don't get a fever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're going to die.
Yeah, because you're going to die.
And then you might end up turning.
Yes, unless you have affordable healthcare. But then again, that trying to get that is hard as enough.
So you might die while waiting for that.
Yeah, pretty much. But basically, NPR is reporting that, if Fortune 500 tech company actually got hired to do the healthcare.gov website.
It would be much better. No, because they paid somebody. The way it looks like, because he looks like he paid somebody from a hole in a wall.
Well, I like how you talk about Obama like it was him.
It was him. He's got to pass it.
The administration people.
Whoever was on his team hired the techs that do probably something else for a living, but they don't realize that that's not.
We need to find out more information about this, because you guys are really giving them.
Giving opinions like college students would. How many college students have you met that read the entire story?
Yeah.
Tell me the truth.
Honest, what they're saying is that basically on the particular article, if the Fortune 500 companies would actually done it, they would have done it in segments. Mm-hmm. They would have done it in pieces.
Because that's what a not half-assed company would have done.
Yes.
It would have made more sense.
It would have made more
piece
sense.
Piece by piece by piece, because then you could have fit more people, see if it worked, and if there was a problem, you could have cut it off early.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Puzzle.
Sign-up period or trial period, more
exactly.
or less.
Then after that, the website can go down for a little bit. You set up a new section. I mean,
Or revamp it.
You
know,
whatnot.
Always say that. Every website goes under maintenance at every point in time. That's why the Florida. I'm not gonna lie. The Florida.gov website and myFlorida.gov, that works really well. That website.
Well, I mean, but then again, I mean, I think too, you guys gotta also look at it this way. It's just like it's the amount of traffic going through that site too.
It's the amount of traffic.
More than anything.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, you guys know more than anything. If there's a certain
people's cheap, except for you, Steph. You're different. You're pregnant.
What? Who's cheap?
People.
People's cheap?
Yes.
What does that have to do
with it? They don't want to go and work for their damn shit.
Oh. Right.
So. I worked while I was pregnant. It's the first
different.
Pregnancy
That's
I could
what I'm
say
saying. Steph's different.
It's the
different.
First time I could say I'm not working while I'm like pregnant.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Well, my first pregnancy, I worked.
And yes, I'm a Republican.
Next up on the news that you should care about, but you really don't because you're really not that into current events. Apparently, Oreos are considered as addictive as cocaine and morphine.
But they are.
They are.
I speak as a pregnant person.
I know, because she ODs on Oreos like cocaine.
OD on chocolate.
Candy. You should see her when we say Oreo, she just scratches her in the inside of her elbow. like she's fiending and she starts slapping.
Starts slapping in the inside of her. Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
No, but in the College of Connecticut. Or Connecticut College, a undergraduate team along with researchers, they did a study that found that to rats, how humans act towards cocaine, rats act towards Oreos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And what they did this study, and they had two different sections. They put Oreos on one side and, you know, cocaine on the other, and they had these rats move from the cocaine all the way, you know, through the Oreos, and the rats moved quicker towards the Oreos and stayed towards the Oreo size and really didn't stay on the cocaine side.
No, no, wait, wait. It was the first one was rice cakes and Oreos.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, rice cakes.
It was rice cakes and Oreos. Sorry.
I love how we're trying to break down a study, like college radio
But
style.
I think it's funny because, uh-huh. you know, it's true, though, like they say, not many humans get pleasure out of rice cakes exactly. unless you find the right kind.
You know, Ruff was pointing this out earlier, and then, you know, eating the Oreos activated more pleasure sensation in the brain than the cocaine and the morphine did.
That's a pretty big deal.
That speaks volumes. And a fun fact, the humans and rats don't think alike, but we both enjoy the twist and lick method.
Mm-hmm. For Oreos, that is.
Yes.
Yeah. For Oreos. Leave it at that.
I think we should specify that severely. But I mean, I think the interesting part about this is just that, I mean, that brings the whole new debate to why America has one of the highest rates of diabetes and over.
We're a fat nation.
Well, pretty much. Straightforward.
Obese nation.
Or an obese nation.
Have you seen a fat Chinese man before?
Weird, but I think of America right now as Indian like the older English area, like where they're just like addicted to drugs. Everyone's addicted to a type of
like
drug.
1970s,
whether
it's 1970s, like
no,
it's
no,
PCP.
No. I'm thinking of like the 1800s, like Sherlock Holmes times, where they're like all doing morphine. Like even the smartest of people are doing some drug.
In this case,
it could be Oreos or morphine.
Morphine.
Like what's your drug?
Like for some,
I'd like to have some mint Oreos.
Yeah, for some reason I could just see some guy in a shady. Like some guy sitting in a freaking like what you call it in an alleyway trying to sell some double stuffed Oreos.
Do you remember Kid Cop? Remember Kid Cop,
no,
where the little black boy goes into the bar and he goes, "I want a glass of milk in a dirty glass." That's what I see. In a dirty glass.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they try to ban it too. I mean, that's
Oreos?
One thing. Yeah.
No, they're gonna try to ban sugar, high sugars.
High sugars.
No, look at if you look at the story, it says
the amount of sugar in it.
Research supports the theory that high fat, high sugar foods stimulate the brain. So it's not the food of Oreos; it's high fat, high sugars. So they're gonna try to do, you know, get rid of those, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different. It's a little different.
I love this song.
This track, baby.
This is so perfect.
This
talk about
college
Oreos.
Radio. We coming right back. Fantastic, George.
Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage. I'm the captain of this vessel.
party over there, that ain't no job. It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9 to 5 and just sail on.
That's what you do,
just sail on. Now the zoo's so funky, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your boy Rob, man.
It's your boy Ruff in the building. So now we're gonna move on to one of our new segments that we're.
Steph's here too, man. She's just focused on eating her sandwich.
Yeah, oh yeah, sorry guys.
She's looking at it.
New segment that we're bringing in this week is called "Boring Facts That You Just Want to Pass."
This is really good, actually. I'm reading it while I'm eating. Oh. You know when it's good that I can read it while I'm eating, okay?
I'm basically multitasking. This segment is basically where we talk about certain facts that you just want to pass, but it'd be really like beneficial for you to know in the long run. And since we were just talking about the healthcare situation in the first segment, in our new segment, we're bringing it back. It's called A Young, this is brought to you part by NPR, and it's called A Young Adult's Guide to New Health Insurance Choices. Straightforward.
Thank goodness.
I know.
I think one of the questions that they have for the facts is, so I have to carry health insurance.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes because I do taxes, and yes. So unless you want to pay that penalty next year.
So you got to carry health insurance.
And then the penalty tax-wise is $95 per adult and $50 per child.
Hey.
Or 1% of your taxable income, which is worse because depending on how much you make as a college student, that's going to be more money.
Okay.
That's a lot more money. Right. 1% of your income.
Right.
By the way, taxable income, everybody, is, which most of you young adults, is line 38. Just a heads up, okay?
Line 38. Next up on the facts that you just want to pass.
That high number.
How long can I stay covered by my parents' insurance?
26.
I thought was I like this one. What? Nearly all young adults can stay on that plan until the age of 26, even married, financially independent, and no longer level. Like, thank God, my mom's got great insurance.
That's right.
I'm so excited.
Exactly.
That's a pretty good deal.
Thank the Lord.
That is a good deal. But in this case, some of you people better start kissing your parents' ass.
Oh.
Yep.
No, that's the truth, because the only people who could kick you off would be your parents in this situation, because you can get your own health insurance and afford it. So really, if you want to stay in your parents' health insurance, you better start kissing some
ass. Massage they feet, you better massage their feet, rub their hands, give them pedicures,
think that's important.
Manicures.
Wait, it's true. You may not think that's important, and you may be in a young adult, but wait till you need birth control.
Uh-oh. Wait till you need a root canal.
Wait, and you may not think about cleanings, but that...
Who's going to want to kiss you with all
if
your
you're
teeth?
Blind? Wait, no. If you're blind, who do you think is going to help you with those glasses or those contacts?
Really?
Their health insurance.
Okay.
That's right.
Pay $300 for a pair of glasses. Let me know how you feel about that later.
This brings up to the next point.
I paid for Tim's.
With
this
a
brings
discount.
Up to the next fact. AAA. Is there any reason not to sign on with my parents' plan?
There's no
reason. You can shop for coverage. Yeah. It's very affordable. It really is affordable, actually.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the prices right now because, like we were talking about earlier, the price, the website premiums, is down. But let me see where it says.
Okay.
There's certain circumstances. So if your parents don't claim you as a dependent, and your own income is between 100 and 400% of the federal poverty level, which they have online, it's between 11,400. You could be eligible for certain tax credits. Mm-hmm. Oh. But if they claim you, then it's going to be based on your parents' income. Okay. So that's it goes back to where you had to.
Also, in addition, if you plan to become pregnant while on your parents' plan, you should make sure your maternity benefits are covered.
Mine are.
Okay. I think the last one is really the most important one. I'm a college student. How does the Affordable Care Act affect me? The first thing that students need to know is that they do have student insurance through their college or university that's been deemed to satisfy the requirement that individuals have health insurance starting in 2014.
Thank goodness.
So sorry, if you're a full-time student.
It's college students' happiness right now.
That's a big deal. Yes.
If you're a full-time student and you're not working, or if you're working just part-time, you probably don't earn enough to trigger the requirement to have health insurance. It applies only to the people who earn enough to have to file income taxes. Yeah. That's under 10,000 this year for
a single
person.
Yeah, the 10,000 is a single person.
So straightforward. So next up track is Olivia featuring Tank.
Hey, she can sing her ass off. She just hasn't gotten that break yet.
She doing it.
But baby, look at me now. Yeah, I'm crumbling. Acting like I got 2 feet on the ground. My knees so heavy. Don't buckle on me now. You don't have to go. Never had a love like this. Oh no. And you don't have to leave. Never had someone take hold of me.
So forget the high, the flashing lights. It's all or nothing when you're living the life. So how did I get caught up?
Why is everything oh so different? You were my kingdom. Baby, I was your queen. Would've gave up everything just to have you here with me. You don't have to go. Never had a love like this.
So forget the high, the flashing lights. It's all or nothing when you're living the life.
We back.
What I know.
College status all day, every day. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Webster's Porn. Webster's Porn.
It sounds like
what?
Culotta.
Culotta.
from
Dunkin'
Donuts.
It's Sansculotte.
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 And today's Webster's Porn, if you guys don't know already.
It's a noun.
Yes. Webster's Porn, is it? Yeah, it's a person, place, or thing. Yeah, yeah, Webster's Porn is a noun.
You got that from that one show. What was the name of it? Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock, yeah. Yeah.
I knew it.
It's all good. It's all good. So basically, Webster's Porn is all about us installing you with words that you should use on a daily basis.
Just to help your dumbasses out.
Okay. That's one way of putting it to them.
Yes.
I agree with you on there. So if you ever want to curse somebody out, or you ever want to sound as educated as you are,
you should be.
Yeah. These are some words that you could definitely use. On this week's show, we have... Steph, go ahead, take it over.
Sansculotte.
Sansculotte?
Sounds like a...
Sansculotte.
It sounds like another name for Camelot. Oh, jeez. Sorry, like, I'm from Sansculotte.
Nope, I still believe it sounds like a drink from Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts? Like, she's thinking of, like, the culotte or something like
that. Sansculotte.
Can I have a strawberry Sansculotte? Hand me Excalibur.
Sansculotte is a noun. The first definition is an extreme radical Republican in France at the time of the revolution. Excuse me.
Okay.
Or second one is a radical or violent extremist in politics.
So that would be awesome, like Rush Limbaugh.
I cannot wait. Yeah. Oh. Technically,
Rush Limbaugh's are a Sansculotte.
He's considered. Yes. Yeah, you can say that.
I'm a Republican. I think he's a complete jackass.
Okay.
A horrible man. Right. Who does cocaine or all these other drugs, and
I'm not gonna say that. I just
he ODs on drugs, and then he denounces people who does it. I don't get it. That's a damn hypocrite.
Okay,
that is a hypocrite. All
right, so Steph, who do you got?
Oh, I got nobody right now. You asking me?
I mean,
me
you
got to
come up. We got to come up with a sentence, though. We got to come up with a sentence.
let's see.
The Republican Tea Party are considered Sansculottes?
Yes, they can be.
At points in time.
At points, yeah.
A lot of minorities can seem like Sansculottes because then they kind of take it to the heart too much.
Ooh,
a lot
like
of minorities.
Can I get some examples? Well, like, what do you mean a lot of minorities?
Just generalizing it. I'm just generalizing. Because really, it's not, you can't pinpoint. Because I think sometimes it's a cultural thing, too, that also makes a person an extremist.
Yeah.
But it's a cultural.
When Obama was being elected, there were, they went extreme right. I'm only voting for Obama because he's black, and that's
true.
Pretty extreme.
That is, yeah.
That's extreme.
I mean, that was a pretty big deal about it. You know,
the
I mean?
People who also went against him because he's black.
Yes, and then the people who went against Mitt Romney because he is Mormon.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Mm. Yep. They didn't want a Mormon president.
I am not gonna say anything.
Well, because you're Mormon.
Funnest Mormon you will ever meet.
How are you? Power to you, Steph.
Power people. College Radio, we coming right back.
It's late in the evening. She's wondering what clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup and brushes her long, long hair. I've got makes me the bear. And then I tell her, as I turn out the light, I say, my darling, you are wonderful tonight. Oh, my darling, you are wonderful tonight.
Where is my
Balaka?
Balaka.
Jay Quillen.
Hey, Aaron.
Welcome back. This is Stephanie. And we're just making fun of some names that we saw on a Key and Peele. Wonderful show if you could look it up.
It's a great substitute for the show.
But this segment is our local artist. And it's DJ Malice.
Spelled Ma Less.
Ma
hyphen Less. That's the term while we were making fun of these names.
Yeah, but it's just. But we had to ask a couple questions. We asked three questions as we always ask our
local artist.
A local artist. How did you get into music? Who are your major influences? And if you got a chance to ask an iconic figure one question, who would it be and what would be the question? So the first one was, how'd you get into music? I got into music production and DJing through my boyfriend. I've always been a huge fan of music and have always loved it immensely, but he encouraged me to try DJing in an effort to fully understand why he loves it so much and ended up creating a monster in the process. So I ended up picking up music production shortly after, and I've been at it for about 2 years and absolutely love it. So it's a female.
Yeah.
Even.
She still
better.
Got a boyfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she still got a boyfriend.
Damn.
Sorry, bro.
Whatever. Female power.
I just
want to
be that one experience.
Her major influences. Justice. Mr. Kraft. I got it. DJ Meddy.
Yeah.
And helping her fall in love with electronic music. There are a lot of tropical bass DJs, producers that influence to start DJing, such as Nostradam. Titsworth Craze, JWLS, Jules. Valentino Khan. No, I don't. Oh, I don't know that
Khan,
one.
Khan, from the epiglottis. Khan.
Khan.
Shut up.
Kid Kedic or Sedic? And so many more. And she looks up to many women pioneers. Gina Turner, Starry Eyes, Annie Mack, Farrell is Kinky. And draws inspiration from a lot of people around her. And people are truly dedicated to the music with positive mindset.
Okay.
So then she said Giorgio Moroder is an iconic figure helping her create disco music, helping them create the disco music and use synthesizers, which helped influence electronic music like Daft Punk. Recently, at the young age of 73, decided to start DJing. She'd like to know what influenced them to
She's
start
73?
DJing. 73? No, the person that she wants to ask for her iconic figure. And let him know that it's truly amazing. He doesn't see age as a limitation. So it's very interesting.
That's very interesting. I mean, she's dope. I mean, you can.
I'm liking what I hear.
I mean, I'm definitely, I look forward to.
I just want to see
what
that mouth do, though.
I just like who the people come to mind. Justice, Mr. Kraft right off the bat. I'm like.
And this is the track that she actually produced.
I'm a fan.
This is actually the track that she produced herself. It's called I Chuleta. It's a little bit of that Mumbaton vibe. So this
look,
was for you,
you
college.
You should have saw Steph's face.
I Chuleta. So this, here we go. She's very EDM influenced, so.
I know. I'm pretty sure that if you saw me in a club not pregnant, I'd be going ham on this.
I probably would. I like this already.
Right back, College Radio. I'm
mira, la, mira.
I can't look at this if I'm gonna talk about it.
Mira, la, mira, la, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
Hey, welcome back, guys. Welcome back. So now we are on our favorite segment.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fat faces run fast. Where we tell people that you're out of shape. No, I'm just kidding. That's not
what
we do.
That's, yes, that's what we're telling you. You are out of shape, you fat ass nation.
And you need to stop eating all them Oreos.
We were going to say it in different words, but I mean...
Okay, fine. Here, I'm sorry, everybody. You're actually overweight, and you
Now you're being too nice about it.
It sounds better coming from the English accent. You know what, Rob? Every time we need to, say
just do that. Do that.
We'll do it in the English accent. That's it. It works well.
But today we're going to talk about cardio because Saturday I ran a race. 5 months pregnant, I ran a good 3 mile race.
And that's a damn shame because I know some girls that are sitting on their ass and trying to take pictures on Facebook that can't even run 3 miles.
Yeah, I know.
And she I wanted to. Look, I told my husband I want to run.
Thinking
I miss
about running, ain't gonna lose you
so
no calories.
Cardio is amazing, even if it's something that you hate. I hate to run, but to be honest, it's practice.
But it works.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that with cardio, you have to keep in mind, get your heart rate racing.
Yep.
Not your breathing, your heart rate.
We're talking about cardio, and I'm eating a Whopper right now.
That's okay. I was looking at my spicy sandwich, and I'm like, I can't
I'm having a sweet tea, I guess. I don't know.
But I mean, with cardio, it's one of those things that they say, if you were to run nonstop, is that the same as if you were to do intervals? I personally believe intervals are best.
They are better.
If you run, run till you can't breathe. Stop.
When you walk,
you cannot walk where your body has cooled down. Your heart needs to still be pumping, so you have to walk fast. And then you go back to running. Yeah. That is going to give you that exercise.
Intervals are a lot better than,
running. You're going to hurt yourself, and you're going to be exhausted if you were to walk so slow that you cool down. Because basically, that's it. That was you
that's
gave
your,
up.
That's your whole thing right there. But don't forget, guys, that cardio, just doing cardio alone doesn't burn
calories.
Does
not burn weight.
It doesn't burn calories. Yeah,
yeah, it does not.
Okay, so this is what it is. While you're running, you're burning calories. When you stop running, you stop burning calories.
You know what a good option is?
Eat
if you
six
run,
times a day.
No, if you run for 5 minutes, run for a quick 5 minutes. I mean, speed it out. Stop and do walking lunges. Count to 30. Walking lunges, alternating as you walk. Then
but
as soon
you're
as you're done,
out, it's different.
But it's the same thing. You're getting that good strength training. Then as soon as you're done with those, count to 30. So it'll be 15 each leg. Then go back to running.
No.
Then you run. Then you do another exercise.
Yeah. No, but this
push-ups,
is,
jumping jack, whatever.
But
whatever
people
you want.
Only run at the gym. I see people all the time only go and run at the gym.
And that's
bad.
Their problem.
Yeah.
That's why they're in the same way. And you'll see people that are like, oh, I go to the gym. And you're like, really? But the truth is, they probably do.
They do probably go to the gym every day.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Why would you drive 2 miles to go to the gym just for you to run an elliptical? You might as well just run to the gym.
Because the problem is, like, being outside and being in the gym is a different mindset. Yeah. And that's the thing for some people.
It's a whole
different
environment. It's,
when you run outside, it's actually been proven that running outside, you run farther, you run faster, because of a different environment. The adrenaline rush, being outside, the colors, it actually does make a huge mental difference. But when you're at the gym, some people are like, oh, I'm at the gym, that's going to motivate me. And the truth of the matter is, it's not.
It doesn't.
You're running literally at a wall.
Yeah, but so don't run just because you think that's just going to lose you weight. It's
try
not.
Going outside.
Yeah. Do actual workouts to help you lose weight.
You need to walk so fast that you can't talk.
And
that is the pace.
A lot of misconceptions.
Like no. Like walk, like a speed walk. Like you're going to feel it in your hamstrings. You're going to feel it in your calves. You're going to feel it in your toes. You need to walk so fast.
Do you guys remember that Malcolm in the Middle episode with the speed walking with the tight fist with Bryan Cranston with the
that
little tight?
That sounds so familiar.
It does, but I watch it, but
that's
I probably
that's pretty
don't
much
remember.
How I walk, though. I'm like.
With a little pregnant belly just
but hey,
no now I legit ran. Like, let me tell you something, I beat quite a few people. I run but the thing is though, I'm a focused breather when I run. We have to remember
you
use your
abs. Like she was
doing
the bounce, like the duddy bounce. Like the duddy bounce.
I was thinking more like a Baywatch. Like, I'll be there.
That's too much bounce for me.
That's too much bounce.
That's too much bounce. It would bother my stomach.
Belly would be bouncing.
It does. It would bother my stomach. Like when I run, I flex my abs and I just run at a certain pace so that my belly's not like bouncing. Because you have to remember, 2 miles of bouncing, I can't do that. Yeah. So finally, when my heart rate got up, I was able to slow down. Mm-hmm. I walked slow enough that I could. Baby was fine. I got a little contraction, but that's normal when you exercise.
Okay.
And then I just made sure to eat So, and that's the thing. A pre-workout, post-workout does make a big difference also with cardio.
So, I mean, what advice would you guys give to people who just want to start the run but don't want to run too much?
Like, that's why I suggested you should do the interval exercises. Yeah. So run for 5 minutes. Run as fast as you can. Because what's going to happen is when you stop to do the exercises, you might not go as hard for the exercise, like the lunges or the push-ups or the jumping jacks, but the goal is to get to 30. So if you want to start with 15, then start with 15, but then run back at 5 minutes. Your body, you're trying to get your body used to working at such a high
intensity level.
Yeah, that when you actually decide to go for a straight run,
yeah,
it's not different.
And then another thing,
because it took me 2 years to be able to run as distance.
High intensity workouts, you guys got to make sure that you keep your body hydrated for those things, or else you will burn muscle. You will burn protein and burn muscle, and that's what you want to do.
Yeah, and then it defeats the whole purpose. Yeah.
So that's why you see a lot of these runners, these sprint runners and everybody in the Olympics, they're very thin because they're burning a lot of muscle while they're running. So that's why you see basketball.
They're also on a different, completely different diet.
Yeah. So basketball players, football players, they drink Gatorade because the electrolytes and the sugar replenishes their muscles and their body so it doesn't burn muscle.
You need the salts from your sweat.
So, and another thing, misconceptions about losing weight or building muscle.
Fat-burning zone is bullshit.
Yes.
That is bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And I'm going to say right there is bullshit. There is no such thing as a fat burning zone. Because if the truth is, if you burn the most fat when you're sitting. So if there was such a fat burning zone, I would be the thinnest pregnant woman on earth. That's the truth. The thing is, you have to work out to gain muscle so that when you're sitting down being lazy or when you're sleeping, that's when you burn your fat.
Yeah,
and that's the truth.
Also, keep up your metabolism. Try to eat six times, at least five,
some
six times
spice
a day.
Spice in your meals, even if it's not spicy.
And here's the thing. People say, oh, we run. You try to lose 1,500 calories in a workout, and then you eat 2,500 calories. How are you losing weight? Technically, you are. Because if you're eating six times a day, your metabolism is growing faster and faster.
Yeah, it's going so fast. Think of like a hamster wheel.
Yeah. And then you burn calories while you're not even doing workouts. That's better than just running and not doing anything else.
I think we did pretty good this segment. I mean,
God bless you, people. You're welcome. We're gods.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We're workout gods right here.
I still work out pregnant. I'm at the gym lifting.
I'm
so
not pregnant, but
even,
I still work out.
But I have a wonderful doctor that knows the way my body
That's
is.
Good.
So,
well, this is Big College Radio, folks. This is your boy Rob.
It's your boy Rob, everybody.
Stephanie.
And shout out to all you smokers out there. Y'all better start getting working out.
Because cuffing season is here. Cuffing season is here.
Cuffing season is coming.
Cuffing season is here.
It's coming.
Work out those Oreos.
Knights of the Round Table Productions.